Project Pathways. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. In our last report, we mentioned that the U.S. is falling drastically behind in developing its future workforce of scientists, engineers, and technology experts, due in part to a lack of science education.
Even from an agricultural standpoint, if there are scientific examples that are given in the high schools, they don't paint agriculture in a fair light.
That's Dr. Bob Horton, professor of 4-H youth development with The Ohio State University and developer of Project Pathways, who says the 4-H Science, Engineering, and Technology program can be part of the long-term solution for improving science literacy and aptitude of America's youth.
We believe that science lives in agriculture. It's a very strong component, and our 4-H'ers today really, they're quite capable of stepping up and getting that new type of science, the new way of exploring, tapping in the knowledge, and applying it in a very meaningful way.
Stay tuned for more details. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.